The Danish band Town Portal may not be on your radar, but over the last 10 years, the trio has attracted a devoted fan base with extensive European tours, rave reviews on music sites like Stereo Gum and Invisible Oranges. Town Portal's new album, Of Violence, just came out, and it features the band's mix of metal and melody. Think of it as a soundtrack for discordant times. When Here Now's Alex Ashlock visited Denmark recently, he also visited the band.
I took the ferry across the Copenhagen Canal to a part of town called Refshaleøn. That's where I met the members of Town Portal.
Morten Austrup Nielsen, I play bass.
Christian Henrik Ankerstjerne, I play guitar.
Malik Brewer Bistrup, I'm the drummer.
Town Portal recorded the new album at Black Tornado Studios.
The building we're in now is actually an old school.
That's Christian, the guitar player.
So this area was known for having like a giant shipyard and building giant ships. And this was the school where all the kids of the workers would go. So it's like there's just a lot of cool history baked into the walls here. And not that many people from Copenhagen know this area well until the last couple of years, because I mean, we had a reason to come out here because this is where there's like space to be noisy and practice spaces and workshops and that kind of thing. And I think it's the gem of the city, but it's changing a lot.
The change includes a bit of gentrification. There's a world-famous restaurant called Noma and an artificial ski slope that's on top of a building that houses a trash incinerator. The industrial backdrop was the perfect setting for the first Town Portal record in 4 years. The trio recruited California Scott Evans from the band Kowloon Walled City to come to Copenhagen to produce the new album. Morten, the bass player, says Evans spent some long, sweaty days with the band recording the record last May.
It was so sunny here, and I think Copenhagen was just like prettier than ever. And he was like, I'm gonna move here. And we said, like, don't. Because this is like 1% of the time, but that's what he got.
In the past, Town Portal has basically self-recorded its albums. But Christian says having Evans in the control room this time freed the band to do what it does best.
I don't think, maybe Malik is a pretty exceptional player, but I think otherwise we're not doing like, you know, super quick solos or something. That's not really what we're good at. I think like hearing it from other people made me realize that what we're good at is actually playing together and like that kind of like invisible communication you have when you've played together for a long time, and our sounds meld together into one big sound. And like, if that's what you're good at, it seems obvious you should record it together in a room live. So that's what we did.
Reviewers use a variety of words to describe Town Portal's music. It's heavy, dark, foreboding, but also playful and reflective. Where does that sound come from? Christian says his father listened to a lot of Steely Dan, but he grew up reading music blogs leading him to bands he doubts anyone has ever heard of. So I turned to Morten.
I don't know if I should start from like the cool part or the honest part, but the honest part is definitely Michael Jackson.
Malik, the drummer, says his musical taste leaned more toward the heavy metal American band Tool.
There's a big gap between Tool and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I guess I did get into metal at 11 or 12 with Tool. Let's call that metal for a while. And soon listening to stuff like, Meshuggah was another big thing that came in when I was like maybe 14, 15, really cool drums and insane grooves and a lot of records already that I could just discover.
This is a song, Better Angels. Christian says it's a reference to the Steven Pinker book, The Better Angels of Our Nature, which argues that despite popular perception, the world has become less violent, not more violent, over recent human history.
But it's not like, as such, meant to be a political record. It's more like perspectives on things going on. And I think violence is kind of a key word that you can explode into a lot of different angles that, I don't know, it somehow seemed fitting for capturing a lot of the thoughts we'd had, yeah.
One of those thoughts is that violence today takes on different shapes. Morton says the song Archright was sparked by concerns about the rise of populist nationalism across the globe.
It was a way of trying to get at this notion of someone having like a birth-given right that others don't have. And this, like, adding this prefix, this arch, made it feel ridiculous in some way, because I think, like I think Christian coined this one, and like he said, it's pretty much an empty prefix. Like, what is an arch anything? Like, what does it make the noun that comes after it? With arch right, it just felt like poking at this idea, this notion, to expose how it would fall apart.
You may have noticed by now that there are no lyrics in any of Town Portal's songs, and that's one thing Malik says is most appealing about being a member of this band.
Yeah, big difference. It was actually one of the big things with me for metal, and one of the reasons I don't listen to a lot of metal anymore is that the singer always just bothered me. I thought, you know, something that is also metal, but also a lot of other things, with no vocals. Yeah, I thought that was going to be fun for 10 years, which it's been.
Christian says being an instrumental band gives each member of Town Portal freedom to experiment and shape songs that don't rely on words.
I think it feels boring sometimes to repeat the exact same part, so we started like doing these, we would like call it spin-off parts, where we'd be like, we like this part, but can we take the chords, different rhythm, or take the rhythm, different chords, or all these different ways of swapping stuff around and making all these iterations. And in the end, you can't really recognize where it came from, so it ends up feeling like a song that just has like 10 parts. But I think we also really like that, like the narrative, like the storytelling, and these weird points of no return where the mood changes and that kind of thing. Yeah, I think.
The cover of Town Portal's new album, Of Violence, features an erupting volcano. It seems appropriate for the way this music sometimes sounds, but it stands in contrast to the band's name, which reflects a concept that Malik says gamers will understand.
It's from a series of computer games. I thought it was a beautiful concept of casting an easy spell and walking through it, and then you're where you want to be. You're back to safety, you're home.
Town Portal is touring Europe right now. The band plays a festival in Luxembourg this weekend. The trio hopes to come to the U.S. next year. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.